Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Psst, this is just a bonus. Enjoy your day.
Good morning. I don't know how well y'all can hear me, but I'm on the treadmill. So bear with me. I got to turn off the outside light. But it's a Thursday, the most pointless day of the week. Oh, but I'm here. I'm up. I'm awake. I did not take my vitamins yet. They're on the kitchen counter. I did have my coffee, dropped the girls off, had to cheat on breakfast this morning and go to Dunkin' Donuts because I only had one egg, no waffles. A couple of slices of turkey. Basically nothing that went together to make anything in the house. Definitely a struggle week for me. I know Friday is payday, but shush! I need money now! Money now! But this episode today, I wanted to do, because yesterday, one of my besties, Chrissy, who isn't a parent, gave me an idea, and we were having a discussion on a post and some DMs that she got because of the post. And the post was basically a woman talking about how parenting at home, working from home, and being at home is hard. And someone was like, oh yeah, I have to have a supportive husband, blah, 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 blah. And we were saying, well, that really doesn't matter, because most of the time when people have a supportive husband, more than likely he does not work from home and he's not doing the same supportive actions that a mother is for children. And that is facts. So I know in today's time, with corporate jobs, a lot of men and women work from home, or they're hybrid. They'll go in sometimes. But for instance, I'm hybrid, but most of the time I work from home. I have weeks where I have to go into the office, but it's not every day, you know? And I'm single, okay? Meaning when it comes to this house shit, sorry. Everything is on me. Rent is on me. Utilities is on me. Car note, car insurance, food. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes, yes, I could depend on Ari's dad to help me, but he doesn't have to solely make sure there's food in this house. I do, you know? And so Yes, I use a lot of whatever I have left after bills to buy food in this house to help the girls get what they need for projects and clothing, and clothe myself and feed myself. But I also gotta make sure I have stuff for emergencies, you know? And so that brings upon me sometimes swiping a credit card, which sucks because I'm constantly looking at how much I have to pay these credit cards back. I'm just like, oh my goodness, like, why can't somebody drop $14,000 in my lap so I could just get this debt out of here? But the reality is a lot of Americans who live in the U.S. accumulate debt because the way that we live and the demand for the price of things is way more than we're making. And some people do make enough to suffice all of the things that their family need and what they need to do. But my point is, there's a big difference between a mom that does not have to work, that stays at home with kids and what she has to do, versus a mom that works from home and does not have a supportive mate, whether you're LGBTQ all the way to Z or not, or you're married to a man. You know what I'm saying? I don't live with a man. I'm not dating a man. There's no man in my life that I can share bills with. So it's a lot. So I feel like I'm both. I work from home and I do at home duties for me and for my kids. I'm the cleaner. I'm the cooker. I'm the worker. I'm the fixer. I'm the person that has to make this house a home. I'm the person that has to make sure these children aren't bored in here, that they have what they need. I'm the person that has to make sure it's safe. And that's a lot on me, right? So when I have to get the girls ready, 5 a.m., I'm prepping myself, you know? I got to make sure they're up, they brush their teeth, their face is clean, their hair is done. I'm cooking breakfast. I'm making sure lunch is packed. I do their lunch every day. Make sure they have their hats, their coat, their hoodie. They're in uniform. Nobody's wearing a shirt inside out. You know, there's no holes in their clothes. There's no stain on their clothes. I iron their clothes. I get them out the door. I make sure they're not late for school. Either they're catching the bus, or if it's really cold and I feel guilty about that cold school bus and them leather seats with no seat belts, I drive them to school. I drop them off. I'm usually the first one in line. Sometimes I come straight home, but sometimes, like today, I had to go to the grocery store. My sweatpants was, my booty was eating my sweatpants because those are my lounge pants, not my sweatpants, so they weren't thick. So everybody, yeah, you saw it. And I got essentials on a credit card. You know what I'm saying? I got things that I need from today to make it through tomorrow morning on a credit card. And I would love to pay my cash, but the reality is I'm tapped at. Stick a fork in me, I'm tapped. You know what I'm saying? So the demand on a woman that is it for her kids and she works from home is a lot, because when them girls come home, I got to mentally prepare myself for them to come through the door, for me to tell them the same thing every day. Pick your backpack up, pick your lunchbox up into your lunchbox, put your hat in the sleeve of your coat, hang up your coat, get your backpacks out the walkway. And they want to decompress on me while I'm working. So when they get off of school, I'm not even off of work. I'm still working. I don't get off till like 6 something from work every day, Monday through Friday, right? And then you would think, okay, at least the weekend she gets a break. No, because only Ari gets to go with her dad on the weekends. And that's sometimes, because I also have to think about, what does he have going on this weekend? Is his mental space enough to handle Ari this weekend? He has his own personal issues that may affect Ari. So I got to be aware of that. So sometimes I'm with both of them on the weekend, so I really don't get a break. I don't have a day where it's just me. And that's frustrating. At least if you're married or you have a partner or equal co-parents, you'll have days where it's just you. I don't have any days where it's just me. So that's a lot. And I think a lot of women don't think about that part of it when you want to have a baby by yourself or do it by yourself. And some women don't want to do it by themselves, but they just don't want to be with anybody to be like, I don't have to do it by myself. And I'm in that category. I don't want to be in a relationship just to be in a relationship. And it's not healthy just so I could be like, I don't have to do this by myself. You know, and every relationship comes with something that you don't like, traits that you don't like, characteristics that you have to work on with somebody. But you really have to know where you're mentally at. I don't have a man stressing me. I don't have a man putting a demand on me. I don't have baby daddy drama. I understand where their fathers are in life. And I really think about what conversation do I want to have? What discussion do I want to have? And am I at the mental capacity to have this conversation with them? And what would the solution be at the end of the conversation? Most of the time, I don't see a solution at the end of the conversation of things that I would need to discuss. So I don't discuss them. I try to figure that out by myself. Should I have to figure it out by myself? No. But the reality is, if there's no solutions on that side, why am I having a conversation? You know, and that's how I look at that. I'm very calculated on where my energy is going and what my energy is going to do. So there's a lot on me to show up. There's a lot on me to make sure this house is what it needs to be. Right now, Anya left her uniform on the couch. Ari left her pajamas on the couch. I'm only 12 minutes in because I went to the grocery store on the treadmill. I've only gone half a mile. And there's so much on me to show up. And I just want women to understand that this parenting thing is not easy. It's constant work. If you enjoy your sleep, and you don't want to do laundry every day, do not have kids. If you do not have the maximum finances to have the life you envision in your mind when you have children, think it through, wait, hold off. There's a lot of things that were easy for our parents to do that are not easy for us because we don't have that village that was once there for our parents. And I think my generation is a bit more calculated about who they leave their children with, whose house their children is at. And I'm a responsible parent. I don't feel like I'm a bum parent. My kids are just not going to be anywhere and everywhere. My kids are not just going to be outside looking like anything. You know, if I'm looking away, I got to make sure my kids are up to par. If I have new things, I got to make sure my kids have new things. If I'm comfortable, I got to make sure my kids are comfortable. I do not understand parents who wake up every day and do not know where their children are, do not know if their children ate, do not know if their children is going to the doctors, haven't taken their children to the dentist, do not know where their children are academically, and just hope for the best. Like, I can't hope for the best for my kids. I have to do something for my kids every day. And I'm so thankful and grateful that I can show up for my kids every day. A lot of parents are
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Struggling, a lot of parents are trying to figure out this parenting thing every day. A lot of parents need guidance. A lot of parents don't have the resources. And if you do have a resource that can help parents, you need to talk. You need to get on social media and use it for what it should be used for, as a platform to let people know something is available. Okay, just like a business, you let people know what's available to them. This year for the podcast, I just want to make sure I'm talking to people who are showing up in different ways that will help parents or help children. A lot of times I'll have people reach out to me about promoting a product that has nothing to do with benefiting parents or children. And it kind of catches me off guard, because I'm a person where if I'm reaching out to a job, I'm going to do my research. So I don't understand why these marketing teams or assistants don't do their research on who they're reaching out to. I don't want to talk about something that's not relatable to help my listeners. And I do appreciate the people who do listen to the podcast, because I want to help people get the real about this parenting thing. And this parenting thing is very demanding, but it's also every day you doing something for yourself too. Because before I had kids, I viewed a lot of people who had kids who did not show up for themselves. And I knew I never wanted to be a parent who did not show up for themselves in the process of parenting. So every day I'm very intentional about how I'm showing up for myself and them, and still having to do work. Like in the next 2 hours, I gotta do work. I gotta do my job that helps me pay for this lifestyle that I have so my kids can have what they need. I don't have the luxury of being in a home like this and not having to work. Thank you so much for tuning in to a bonus for Cozy Womb Podcast. This is a podcast about better parenting. If you are a parent or you're thinking about becoming a parent, cool. I love it. But if you're not going to do it for the right intentions, please do not. Either way, if you would like to support this podcast, you can click the link in the show notes and donate directly to Red Circle for this podcast. Or you can visit the Cozy Womb Shop with Teespring and purchase some merch. Or if you would like to do a free supportive thing, you can share the show with a friend, share it with a parent, share it on your social media, or leave a review. Either way, I appreciate it. Now back to this bonus, because it must have been on my chest why I shared.
Here we go.
Back to the show.
Back to the show.
I don't have the luxury of knowing somebody else's paycheck is going to fund my life. And sometimes that may not feel like a luxury. That may feel like you're held hostage to perform in a lifestyle that you're tired of performing in, or you don't get any fulfillment in. And I say that to say, every woman that wants to have kids does not want to be a stay-at-home mom. It's very important that men understand, just because you may make the salary for a mom to be a stay-at-home mom, if she's an entrepreneur, if she's someone that loves her job or loves to work or loves to be hands-on, you have to respect that woman, that person, that individual enough to understand, in your mind, you had a vision of a stay-at-home mom for your kids. In her mind, she had a vision that both of you would work and still take care of those kids. So that's why that type of discussion needs to be discussed before y'all have kids. Now, let's say I personally meet a man who I vet for a couple of years. We end up getting married and we blend our families together, right? He has kids because the person I married has to have kids already. He doesn't want any more kids. I don't want any more kids. And I have my kids, right? And so all of our kids become our kids. And his salary is enough for me to not have to work, to make sure that I'm mentally, physically, emotionally available for those children. My position becomes, you can do your entrepreneur things, but you also need to be available for these children in moments and times where I can't because of the work that I do. That's the partnership that would have to happen, because I'm the type of person where I have to be doing something creatively for me to feel fulfilled and at peace with showing up every day. I couldn't mentally, physically, emotionally just be a stay-at-home mom. I couldn't just be a mom that just goes to the gym, runs errands, picks up the kids, shows up at the soccer practice, shows up at basketball practice, ballet, gymnastics, and does the same routine every day, because I don't like routine. Routine to me is boring. I've been doing routine most of my life because I went to public school. I went to middle school, high school, college. I worked all through my 20s. I'm still working now. And it's this demand on me that has always been, Chantal, you have to be here. Chantal, you have to be there. And to be in a position where I don't have to be anywhere I don't want to be, of course, that will feel amazing to know that all children involved will be well taken care of. Of course, that would be amazing. But the demand for you to show up every day while taking care of yourself, will always be there. And I say that to say, do not look at parenting single or parenting with a partner as one being easier than the next, because both of them have their challenges. So whether you work from home or you stay at home with kids, they both have their challenges. It is very hard for people who stay at home with kids to find peace in their mind, a quiet space. Those moments of both of the kids are taking a nap and you have time for you are very short. They're very short. When you take a day off or you call out and you see how much you could get done in an hour without kids around, how much you could get done in 3 hours without kids around, next time you look up, it's time for them to come home. And that demand is back to back. They want a snack. They need to change their clothes. They want to talk to you about their day. They got homework. They want to play. They want another snack. You got to cook dinner. You got to make sure they have what they need for tomorrow. You have to do hair. You got to make sure they have what they need for lunch. You're serving out dinner. You're washing dishes. You're washing pots. You're making sure they go shower. You're making sure they did everything they need to do and they're prepared for the next day. You're making sure their uniforms and everything is out for the next day. They go to bed. They're playing the whole 30 minutes after they got in bed. Then they're asleep. And then you probably have time for you. But it's late and you got to get up early. And you do it again. And you do it again. And you do it again. And you just hope the energy that you're putting in creates a stable, well-balanced individual. Because you can only hope. You know what I'm saying? Ask any parent, no matter what you do for your child, how you show up for your child is always going to love the things that you've done and hate something that you did. Or wish you did something more. Any child, no child has a perfect life. There is no perfect parent, okay? What you see on the outside of a home is never what's going on the inside of a home. What you assume about a marriage on the outside is never what's really going on the inside of that marriage. So don't go through life assuming that, why can't my life be like that? Or why can't I have a relationship like that? Because you don't know what's going on in that relationship for real. So when J. Cole was like, love your life, okay? Love yours, okay? That's what he meant. Appreciate where you are at. Appreciate what you have. Find something to be grateful about that you're doing. Find joy and how you parent. If there's things that you can improve on, fine, improve them. But don't look at it like, I'm not doing enough. I'm not showing up enough. I wish I could be this parent, or my mom was this, or my dad was this. Don't downgrade yourself while trying to get through an everyday parenting, because it's hard. It's hard for stay-at-home moms. It's hard for stay-at-home dads. It's hard for dads who don't have a supportive mother while they're parenting. It's hard for moms who don't have a supportive father while they're parenting. It's hard for people who are grieving that are parenting. It's hard for people who are struggling financially, trying to figure it out. Trust me, when the girls were in the toddler stage, I struggled. I was stressed. But I was working through it. And the only way you get through moments like that is reaching out and being honest to people who are good for you, that you need help. You know, reaching out, finding opportunities to get financially above where you are, doing those side jobs, saving, being smart about how you spend your money and your time. Finding creative things to do in the house so you don't have to leave the house to spend money. And being self-efficient. That's the only way you make it through days like we're having where things are so expensive. Everything is expensive. I went to the grocery store and waffles is up another dollar. Where I thought $3.89 was a lot for a box of waffles. But apparently, no. It has to be $4 now and something cents. And so a lot of times, yeah. Even though you make a certain salary, you better be couponing. Okay? Even though you can afford a $400,000 house, it's better for you to get the house that's $100,000 and something and be able to put that other amount of money in the property taxes or emergencies or updates or a new vehicle. You know, a lot of people are stressing themselves out to hold on to a car that they can't afford, hold on to an apartment for aesthetic, hold on to a house that they cannot afford. A lot of people are leaving their homes that they purchased, selling it, and going back to an apartment because the demand on things that need to be fixed is too much for them. Sometimes just because you can financially afford something doesn't mean you can mentally afford it. And society has to stop looking at people who don't want to have kids as villains. There are a lot of people who are on this earth who were not meant to be parents. But that's fine. Those people can be teachers. Those people can be guides to our kids. Those people can be mentors to our kids. Like, do not discredit people who do not want children. It's okay. Do not discredit people who want children in their 40s or their 50s. If they're healthy, it's okay. Do not discredit men who want to wait until they're married to have children. I think that's smart. But again, just because you went the route of marriage and then had a kid with someone does not officially mean that relationship is going to be long-lasting, does not mean that marriage is going to be supportive, and it doesn't mean that both of you are going to be great parents. People get divorces every day. So whether or not you're trying to avoid to be being a baby father or a baby mother, anybody can become that. Okay? Married or not. And me personally, you have to become okay with your value system and your standard system after you had a few relationships and after you had children. I'm very strict on if you are not a father, I can't see anything forward with you. I don't want to go on more dates. I don't want to make more time. I don't want to have more phone calls. If I can't see a future with you and your lane is too far away from mine on where you're trying to go, I don't want to pursue this anymore. If I got to wonder what we're doing or what your intentions are, I'm not going to keep calling. I'm not going to keep texting. And I wish people were more intentional about how they deal with people, because then everybody can be where they need to be, focus on what they need to focus. And when you have children, you don't have time to be wondering about what's going on a day-to-day basis. The weeks are flying like this. So please be more intentional about what you do. But being a stay-at-home mom, being a mom that works from home, neither one of those is easy. Whether or not I will be married, I promise you that man would not be at home working with me. You know what I'm saying? I don't see a man being at home working with me and me seeing him all day. I have no want to work that close with my husband. You know what I'm saying? That's a little too close. Unless it was a bridge house and I don't have to be on that side of the house with him. Maybe something like that would work, but most men, when they work, they wake up very early. They leave the house, and a lot of duties with kids are on a mom, or vice versa. It's 2024. Some men do stay at home and do more with the kids, versus what a mom does. Do what works for you. Don't let people shit on how your family works. That's none of their business. I think having social media allows us a window into a lot of people's lives and how it works. But if it's working for you, don't worry about the comments. Don't worry about the thoughts. Don't worry about who's stitching your video and having thoughts. That's fine. But if it's working for you, continue. If it's healthy, continue. If it's working for your kids, continue. If you like being with your mini family and your relatives are on a different island of life, fine. I have no problem not seeing all my aunts or all my uncles and knowing who my cousins are with and their ins and outs of their relationship problems. I don't want to know. I'm not the gossiping kind. So my phone is very quiet. The calls I make are very intentional. That is fine to do. So find peace in how you parent. Find peace in how you show up for your family. Find peace in your position. And if you want to change it, work on changing it. But changes are not overnight. Marriage is not going to fix it. It's not a guarantee. All relationships are work. And staying at home again with your kids is hard. Working from home with your kids is hard. Showing up for yourself every day is hard. Losing weight in your 30s is hard. Being fit is hard. Setting appointments with doctors that take your insurance while you have to work certain hours is hard. It's all hard, but I think every day the point is we have to find some joy and some balance with everybody's lives being different in the process. That's it. Thank you so much for listening to me babble while I'm on this treadmill. Please exercise. I do not see myself being in a relationship with a man who does not value his health, because how are you supposed to show up for your family when you don't even show up for yourself? Please lower the alcohol, lower the smoking, and be good to your body, be good to your mind. And I wish y'all the best. Have a great weekend. I know y'all probably like, oh, she dropped a bonus today. I did, because it was fresh on my mind. But I'm gonna have to run because I'm only at 2 miles in some sense, and I want to get close to 4 miles. So I'll check you guys later. Peace.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.